Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Good to have you with us today. Don is absent at his post, but that's all right. We'll cover for him.
Yeah, he's got some interviews or something he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing. That's okay. We just run a tight ship
when he's not here. It through somehow.
We just plow through. We're going to have some fun stuff going on today, guys. We're going to talk a little bit about ice, what's going on with the ice in the upper Midwest. We're going to talk about 6 ways to die ice fishing. That and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to be here. At least I'm here every week. Yeah. I mean, just really the anchor
and
of the show.
I'm generally in some way, shape, or form. I'm here.
Whether it's on the road. We do need you too.
I kind of have to be here.
But I'm the anchor of the studio.
Oh, yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The placeholder.
Yep.
You're welcome
that I'm so reliable.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And again,
I would
you.
Like more thank yous in the new year.
Well, you have control of the on-off buttons, I suppose.
I do. I do. And how are you supposed to know what I want if I don't tell you? So,
It's all about you.
I'm not expecting you to read minds, but some
wait a minute.
Some thankfulness in the new year.
How many
year
guys
would
in
be?
This audience right now are going, what?
Hey,
every woman in my life I know needs to
after 5 years of marriage, I know I need to speak my mind.
Yeah.
I can't. Can't expect others to know
what's going on up in the dome. I don't have those needing to read minds programs. It's pretty good. So that's a good thing. But speaking of reading minds and reading ice, some conditions across the upper Midwest I was looking into. And, you know, everybody thinks, oh, the cold weather's going to be great. Let's go ice fishing up north. Let's go for it. This will be great. And I started looking, and a significant amount of reporting that came across that said ice was doing great. And I thought, okay, the next statement is,
but
the wind we had, I thought, okay, that's it. No, they got heavy, wet snow. And when that happens, it totally destroys the ice, just like it's done in past years. So it's still in very questionable scenario right now because of that extra snow. It insulates the ice, prevents it from building, and pushes it down so it does not build a really good surface or a good thickness to proceed on. A lot of the CO reports across the northern Minnesota, and I'm talking Hibbing, Lake of the Woods is getting there, but Eveleth, you know, all the way across that middle section, and it'll carry true up to North Dakota and as well across to Michigan and northern Wisconsin. But yeah, that snow just did not help anybody, anything, as it always has a tendency to be a little bit of a problem. So please check it before you go. Don't chance it.
I saw some video recently of a car driving on ice already. And they were filming it as they're going because they know they're going to go through.
Where?
I don't know. But people are already trying to drive.
So.
Which is not a good idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You can't do
that. Oh, and yes, the vehicle did go through.
Oh, the vehicle filming. They were filming did?
Yeah.
Well, there was one of those welcome to TikTok type thing.
Can't fix stupid.
No.
It's what it is.
Well, and it's dumb because people just do that to try and get hits and likes. And honestly.
Not worth it, man.
Not good. I saw another video. It was the craziest thing ever. They showed a low angle of guys on very fresh ice. And there were hockey sticks and they were skating on the ice. The angles that they were skating, it made it look like it was water.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed the ice as they were skating. It was cracking. You want to, I mean.
Why?
Sorry.
Why?
I.
You know, I just. I wish Don Cleaver was here because he's the biggest, like, head shaker at ice situations.
Well, you know, as the old saying goes, you don't hate the fish that bad. But in this case, people go for the sensationalist, you know, things. They want to get the hits. That's what it is, unfortunately, you know. Unfortunately as well, I know the season is, hunting season is coming to a close in many states for the deer hunting.
Yeah, muzzle loaders this weekend.
Yeah, it's coming
ends.
Up. Yeah. Couple things. One is I'll talk about they showed some reduced hunting result numbers from deer in the rifle areas. And one of the a very unique way to look at what was going on in Wisconsin. So take a look at that. But hunters suffer fatal heart attacks while dragging heavy deer. The Michigan State Department said cardiologists detailed risks and safety tips for hunting safety. At least 3 deer hunters in Michigan have died of heart attacks this hunting season, according to local reports. They were located in Aranac and Tuscola counties. They were ages 57, 65, and 83. 2 of the men were said to be hauling away a heavy deer when they experienced cardiac arrest. The firearm season began in November, runs through, obviously, the end of November, according to the State Department of Natural Resources. Obviously, it's a dangerous activity, and it's not a good thing. If you're not in shape to do that, and that's where you need to call a phone a friend, as the saying goes, definitely something you need to keep track of. So be aware, do that. Obviously, maintain good fitness levels, be prepared for the conditions, stay connected with the people in your hunting party, keep up with the medications, and of course, stay with someone else that can help you drag it rather than you doing it alone. So.
You know, my brother-in-law was helping somebody carry their deer out of the woods, and they actually tied its legs around a stick, and they both carried it on their shoulders and hauled them out that way.
You could do that. I'd like to... My personal thing is pull them the right direction if you got something on the ground, and it goes pretty good. But
well, they were in bluff country, so.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, no.
Not good. All right, folks. We're going to be right back after a break, and lots more to come. Hang tight.